business. He joins us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. He's the baseball columnist for the New York Times. He's the author of a couple of cool books, K, A History of Baseball in 10 Pitches. That came out 3 years ago. And The Grandest Stage, A History of the World Series that came out last year in 2022. He's Tyler Kepner. Hi, Tyler. Tyler, you with us? There it is.
Hey, Tyler.
Hi, Tyler.
Oh, there we go. Yep. How you doing, guys?
Sorry about that. That was on our end. How are you?
I'm okay. Just getting back from spring training.
Are you exhausted yet? Because the season doesn't start till Thursday, just so you know.
Yeah, no. We got a couple of days here to rest and recharge, and I'll be at Yankees Giants on Thursday.
Our team here in town last year, everybody thought, well, okay, they don't have a whole lot, and there's a bunch of holes and blah, 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 blah. And then the Guardians went out and played great baseball and I think surprised a lot of folks. I don't think they're going to surprise a lot of people this year, Tyler, but what can they do this year? How good are they? How much competition in their division?
Well, I think, they really won it pretty handily last year. The White Sox made a little bit of noise, but they could never get going. I'd still worry a little bit about the White Sox. I mean, you know, they've got a new manager and coaching staff with better health, they'll be in the mix. But, I think Cleveland's definitely the team to beat there with that pitching, and the style of baseball they play. Not a lot of teams play that way. So, they have an advantage in the way they put the ball in play, and hopefully they'll get just enough offense. Maybe just a little bit more this year and see what they can do.
Hey, you had a chance to sit down with Tristan McKenzie. How was that conversation, and what'd you learn?
Well, it was great. I hope he's okay. I know he came out of the game yesterday,
yeah.
After an inning, so I've been trying to see what the news is there. But a really bright kid and a really great arm. I mean, you know, the thing you first notice about him is there's no one quite like him, no one shaped like him, but he gets a lot of strength and a lot of endurance out of that frame. You know, like it's not a typical look for a pitcher, but he's very smart about it. I mean, I didn't really know until I talked to him that both his parents are physical therapists, so you know he's very well attuned to the body. Wants to be a doctor someday, or at least did. So, you know, he knows his body, and hopefully this thing yesterday is just a little setback. And because I was impressed that he went 190 innings last year, really over 200 mm-hmm. when you factor in the postseason. So he's definitely an ace there. They got two of them there with Ebert too.
Yeah, we were hoping you would just kind of sneak him a couple of cheeseburgers and a couple of steaks. We wanted to bulk up just a little.
Give him a whole loaf of bread. He could use some carbs.
There you go. We'll carve him up a little.
Tyler Kepner joining us, baseball columnist for the New York Times. Do you like the way the Guardians do business in a sport where you're often patted on the back for spending like crazy and handing out big contracts? Our team doesn't. I've always been okay with it because I've just kind of accepted it and they're successful at it. Do you like that? And should it be allowed in baseball, or should there be a floor or anything else like that, Tyler? I think it's fascinating to watch teams do things different ways.
Yeah, I agree. That's kind of what you have to accept as a baseball fan, is that teams do things different ways and are able to win different ways. Obviously, there's things you can't do if you choose not to spend, a ton of money. But for the budget that they have to work with, there's really nobody better than the Guardians front office. I mean, year after year, they contend or are, you know, quickly on the path to contention, and they have to make tough decisions. They usually win it big. I mean, when you look at the returns they've gotten for Clevinger and Lindor and Kluber, I mean, that's a lot of the guts of this division winning team. So they don't miss a lot. They have an incredible pitching, factory there. And they are really like the model for a lot of teams. I mean, you look at what Kansas City did. This year, Kansas City got the ring in 2015. Obviously, they get the credit for that. But who did Kansas City look to? They looked to a manager with ties to the Guardians and the Rays, because the Guardians and the Rays are really the two best examples of how to win with a low payroll and to.
Still there?
Tyler, are you still with us, or do we lose you?
Yeah, I'm still there.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, I just dipped in. Yeah, we dipped out in the source. I'm just curious your thoughts on, like, I feel like as we get closer to opening day and everyone starts getting, you know, ramped up for baseball again, that, you know, we saw this in the beginning of spring training with all the rules changes and everyone was like, wow, I can't believe this. Do you think we're going to have another, I don't know, uptick of people going, oh, I can't believe all the rule changes? I got to tell you, from what I've watched of the preseason games, I love it. I love what they've done. Your thoughts on that? And do you think we're heading towards, you know, next week when we start the season that there's going to be a whole fresh batch of folks that haven't seen this yet? They're going to be like, oh, my God, wow. You know, what do you think?
I think the changes have been terrific. I mean, I loved it in spring training. The games being not just shorter, but really quicker, the pace, you know. It's much crisper, I think is the word I keep coming back to. It's crisp. It's a crisp pace of action. And there's more going on. I mean, baseball's done a great job in rolling it out to the younger players while they were in the minor league, so they're not unfamiliar with it, and giving a whole spring training to, you know, for everybody to understand what's coming. So there's really not going to be any excuses, and I think history has shown in the minors, and even in spring training, that violations go down pretty fast. You know, once they start, players adapt pretty quickly. These guys are such good athletes, and they're able to adapt. It'll be uncomfortable for some, but I think overall the product's going to be a lot better. And surprisingly, most players seem to agree with it.
Tyler, the shift outlawed different, well, kind of outlawed, different, you know, ramifications. You've got to be two guys each side of second base in the dirt. We all know that. But the Red Sox have already shifted against Joey Gallo, a guy who's notorious for just pulling the ball. Do you expect teams to do variations of a shift, or do you think it's going to go away for the most part?
I think they'll do whatever they can within the rules to position the fielders where guys are most likely to hit the ball. I mean, that's what we saw with the exaggerated shifts. Teams did it because it worked, and batting averages just went down to the lowest level in decades. So I'm looking forward to more hits. I think teams will occasionally, you know, pull in an outfielder and have them play that short right field again. But that's a risk, because most guys who, you know, only hit ground balls to the right side can hit fly balls to the left side. So then you're in real trouble, for an extra base hit or whatever. So I think teams will look for an edge. And I'm looking forward to that, honestly, guys, to see how the really smart teams and managers and analytics guys figure out ways to find new advantages, because you know they will, and you know they're trying already to figure out something new to get that extra edge that can maybe help you win a couple games before everybody else catches on.
Size up the AL Central for me, can you?
Yeah, I mean, Kansas City and Detroit, I think, are both on the right track. I mean, their rebuilds have not gone quite according to plan, so they've shuffled some of the people in charge there and might take a little longer, but they're not factors in the division this year, obviously. The Twins are going to be okay. I mean, you know, they've done some good things, obviously getting Correa back. Their pitching is still pretty good and deep. And the White Sox, again, I mean, if Giolito has a bounce back year, and he looked really good in spring training, then their rotation is actually pretty good. You know, Kopech starts fulfilling some of his promise. They've got four pretty good starters there. They lost Abreu. They gained Benintendi. I don't know. I mean, they'll be better than 81-81, I think. It's just a question of maybe who can get to that 92 win level. And I think it'll be the Sox or Cleveland. And you got to give Cleveland the credit because of what they did last year, and they always seem to know the pieces they need, and also they got the best manager in baseball. I mean, there's nobody I would rather have running my team than Terry Francona. I mean, I might put a couple others in that class, but they don't get any better than Terry Francona. So if there's a way to put players in position to get the most, you know, to get a lot of wins, he'll figure it out.
Tyler, go get reacquainted with your dogs. We appreciate your time.
All right, thanks. Sorry the phone went out there for a minute.
That's all right.
Yeah, all good.
He's Tyler Kepner from the New York Times. You can follow him on Twitter, at Tyler Kepner. That's TYLERKEPNER, author of K, A History of Baseball in 10 Pitches, and The Grandest Stage, A History of the World Series. And he joined us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline.